Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. Just pick your flavor, starting with The Psalmist Voice Reloaded every Sunday at 2 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. The Psalmist Voice Presents, which is a showcase for all artists, business, and entrepreneurs by appointment only. The Caribbean Pepper Pot is back every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The Love Potion every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Also, we have our new show every Monday at 12 noon. It's The Grub and the return of The Williams Review every Monday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 1 p.m. Also, Men Let's Talk to be announced. TPV Radio is also broadcasting on KBRG, The Bridge. Just download 365 Live, search KBRG, The Bridge, and you're in there. Walk with us. Let's go. At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Family and friends, yes, welcome to Men Let's Talk. Say what? That's right, Men Let's Talk. It's a show all for the men and their health. That's what, you know, Men Let's Talk is, you know, just giving them some tips and stuff about their health and what goes on with their health. Like, you know, if they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, things that they could look out for. You know, before I get into today's show, let me read the disclosure to you guys. And it's all information that's given here on Men Let's Talk are research information. And it's not based on my opinion. There are health tips, symptoms, and signs. Please be aware if you're experiencing any signs and symptoms, seek medical attention immediately. Do not self-diagnose based on information given. That's right, family. These are just some signs. These are some tips. You know, so if you feel any kind of wooziness or if we talk about something here, you know, and you refer to what you're feeling, please, please do not self-diagnose yourself. Go to the doctor and, you know, talk to your doctor and, you know, so this is what I'm feeling and, you know, this is what I think it might be. Could you run some tests and stuff? You know, for those that don't have medical insurance, because it's not all of us do have medical insurance, you know, there are free clinics that can help you out. You know, we're in Central Texas, so probably as the shows go on, I'll have some free clinics listed in my area here. You know, just look for your free clinic in your area and see how they can assist you. But today, men, we are going to talk, what does it mean for a man to have great health? And I have 10 tips for you guys today. That's right, 10 tips for you guys. And I have here, you know, with me, co-hosting on this topic today is my wonderful husband, Christopher Newton, also known as the Psalmist Voice. You know, as we go along, I would have some guys tuning in here and there, giving their opinion, what they think. You know, I want you guys out there to to respond and have a say in what I'm doing. You know, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just giving you information based on what I have researched. You know, so it's not my opinion. Once again, it's not my opinion. But before we go into this juicy, juicy topic of the day, we're going to take a music break and come right back and get into these 10 tips. Why is it important for men to have great health? Ladies, are you tuning in? We have to make sure our spouse, our boyfriends, our fiancé have great health, so as ourselves. But this show, we're talking to the men today. So, you know, tune in if you have any questions. Hey, I'm not guaranteed that I might be able to answer it, but if, you know, for the guys out there that's listening in and you want to have a say in what I'm doing today or you have an opinion as well, you can call in at 619-924-0679. That's right. I'm looking for your guys, you guys' opinion as well. You know, it's not all about me. You might be able to bring something to the plate that I don't know or I don't have here to share. And you want to share it, you know, come on, let's get this going. Let's make our men them healthy out here, you know, make them laugh for us ladies as well. So that's enough of me talking, yes. So we're going to take this music break and come right back and get into this juicy topic of the day. Family and friends, stay tuned and stay blessed.
Second Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
I have everything.
The great I am.
Yes, family and friends. Like I said, I'm here with my wonderful husband, Christopher Notek, known as the Summer's Voice. He is co-hosting with me on the show today. I was supposed to have two other gentlemen with me today, but, you know, they couldn't make it on the show today, being that the system gave us problems yesterday. But let's ask my husband this question. What do you think great health means to you? Having a great health. What do you think it means to you?
Well, having great health is very important for not only just in the secular world, but also if you're in ministry, it's very huge because it is commanded that we all need to be in good health in Jeremiah 30:17. So pretty much we need to make sure that our health is important because we are going and going and going, preaching here, preaching there, going to our different ministries, and we're pushing a lot out. So our diet is very important as men to, you know, stay healthy, you know, as well as our spouses. So, you know, it is very important for us to keep good physical, mental, and spiritual health because it is commanded in the scriptures as well to keep ourselves healthy. So pretty much, you know, that's my take on it. You know, as we get older, things slow down and, you know, you start getting your little, the man belly bulge. All you men know what I'm talking about. And, you know, as you get older, that starts to develop. But, I mean, you can always gain control of that by just eating right, exercising, and making sure, you know, you take your supplements and things like that, because that does help in the long run. So that's my take on what does great health mean to me. So, Niece, back to you.
Yes, gentlemen. So we're gonna learn about how to take care of ourselves, you know, more. Some signs to look out for, if, you know, if something is not right. Most of all, you know, as human beings, we should be tuned into our body to know already how, you know, how it functions, how it works. If something ain't right, you know, your body tells you. Automatically, your body is set up for when something wrong. Yes, you know, you have your immune system to fight off things and stuff like that, but you know, you should be tuned into your body. Like, for example, me, I'm so tuned into my body. I know when I get sick before I even get sick because I'm that tuned into my body. So, gentlemen, first one of the afternoon is find a doctor. So, you know, we have some men out there that don't like to go to the doctor for whatever reason or whatever nonsense that they feel about a doctor and stuff like that. So for those men, you know, you're getting older. There's different things you got to look for: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, prostate cancer. As we get older, you know, signs of Alzheimer's and different things, you know, especially if you're already up in age. So if you have not seen a doctor yet, find a doctor. Choose one you're comfortable with so you can openly discuss all aspects of your health, from your mental state to your sexual function to your overall wellness. So just find a doctor. Just find a doctor that you could talk to, like, you know, you talk it to your homeboy or you talk it to your friend. You know, just find a doctor that you can be that comfortable with. And don't ever think because you find this doctor and for whatever reason you don't like this doctor or you don't like how they're doing things that you can't change, doctor. Yes, you could. So, Chris, what is the importance of you going to a doctor and how did you first, what I should say, find a doctor that you're comfortable with?
Well, it's very important to find a doctor that you're comfortable with, especially if, you know, you're getting up in age, and a lot of us got that pride thing. We don't want to see a doctor and all that, you know. Yeah, you know, we get that. But, you know, you have to understand, regardless, even if you are in physical shape, you know, you still have to get checked out. You know, you still have to be comfortable with who your physician is, because, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with my primary care physician, but I have a multitude of doctors, because that's a whole nother story, a whole nother time. But, you know, I thank God that, you know, I don't have those other things that, you know, I have to be worried about. So, you know, the only thing now, I have to watch my weight, and, you know, I've got a 3-year-old, and, you know, I can't be all out of breath trying to catch her and all that stuff. So, you know, yeah, I need to make sure I'm good, you know. So being comfortable with the doctor is key. You know, if you're comfortable with a male doctor, that's fine, because certain issues, you know, you really kind of feel some kind of way telling the female doctor about. I'm just keeping it real, you know, and vice versa, you know, with men, with females. But that's my take on it, babe. So I'm good with that. So back to you.
Okay, gentlemen, so when you find a doctor, you got to see that doctor. Just because you're feeling well doesn't mean you are well. Have a tendency toward denial. You know, you as men have a tendency toward denial, especially with your health. You know, it's okay, it's going to pass. It's okay, it's this. It's okay, it's that. No. Don't be in denial. Don't ignore things like black stool, vision loss, or chest pain. Unfortunately, men have a tendency to just do that. So you have a tendency to do that. So, you know, if you see something that is out of what you consider your norm, make sure you see that doctor. You know, you find this doctor, you got this doctor. Of course, after you find this doctor, they're going to want to see you, which is your first initial visit. So after you do your first initial visit, you know, make sure you go see your doctor, keep a regular checkup. If you see something that's like out of the norm, don't be scared. Let me give you all a joke. I have a brother. He's an older brother. And it's like, as well, we call him Doc, because ain't nothing this man don't go see the doctor for. You know, every little thing, he sees that, oh, I need to go see the doctor. Oh, I need to go see the doctor. This ain't right, this ain't that. It could be a paranoia thing and stuff like that, but that's just how he is. So I could say, well, he's probably not 100% in tune with himself, but he's 100% in tune with his doctor. We kind of understand, because he do get epilepsy seizures, you know, and, you know, God is good that I've seen him have some real bad seizures, but he's still here. He's about to make, he's in his 50s, going toward his 60th annual life. It's a lot of us that I can't really keep up with everybody's age, but I know he's going toward his 60s. But, you know, he's healthier than me. Besides his seizures, he is healthier than me. I mean, like I said, ain't nothing uncommon his plate that he don't go to the doctor to try to get off his plate. So, you know, it's nothing wrong going to see a doctor, even if you have to go a little bit more than often. If you're not sure, you ask. Ask questions, you know. Don't be afraid to talk. If there's a thing called the HIPAA law, and we're going to talk about that, not today, but it's going to come up, which I should have made that my first show, but I wanted to really talk about why it's important to get great health. But we're going to talk about the HIPAA law, and the HIPAA law just protects you talking with your doctor. Anything that you tell your doctor shares, without your permission. I want to say your permission, because if you have a referral and stuff, of course they have to share that information with that doctor that they're referring you to, or that specialist that you have to see. But anything else besides that, you know, even to the nurses, talking your business with another nurse and it's not called for, that's violation of the HIPAA law. So, you know, you going in to see a doctor, there's no worry. They can't tell your wife. They can't tell your husband. You know, I've worked at a hospital and I saw a teenager came in pregnant with her parents. And because of the HIPAA law, I couldn't tell the parents anything, because that wasn't my place. And because she is, even though she's a minor, she was still protected under that HIPAA law. So for you young gentlemen out there, the teenager boys that are, you know, going to see the doctors and stuff, and you're afraid that your parents will tell you, parents will find out, the HIPAA law protects you. I mean, some people would say that's not nice to tell them, because we need to know. As parents, yeah, we need to know, but you know, when our kids are 16, 17, that's the time that we should start preparing them for adulthood and start preparing them to be individual and to depend on their self. So, you know, sometimes we are protective as parents, but we need to learn how to let go. But, you know, gentlemen, please, 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 if you have not seen a doctor in the umyad years that you live in, please make time, make an appointment. Like I said, and I'm going to stress that a lot through the Men's Let's Talk show, you know, please see a doctor, get in tune, you know. We want our men, them, in this world to be around a lot longer and not dying because of something that could have been prevented just by seeing a doctor. You know, sometimes you have a little rush, and when you look, it's okay, you rub a cream, over-the-counter cream, and like, okay, it's going to pass. If you have not seen any changes in that rush within 2 to 3 days, see a doctor. Go to the emergency room. It's a quick fix. That's all the emergency room is. Emergency room, a quick fix. You know, sometimes you need that medical attention that they could send and do the right testing to see what's really going on with you. You know, get informed. Gentlemen, get informed. You do want to be, you want to be knowledgeable and understand that you shouldn't ignore symptoms or complaints, but you don't want to self-diagnose. And like I said in my disclosure, please do not self-diagnose yourself based on the information that is given, because everything that I'm giving you with Men Let's Talk, it's resource, is research information, you know. So please just see your doctor. Do not self-diagnose. Do not take these crazy remedies. You know, especially we as older people and raised up with the older folks. Yes, they like to self-diagnose. Yes, they like remedies. I'm there because, you know, raising up in the islands, that's what we know. Remedies, you know, remedies. But sometimes, again, you want to see a doctor, especially for my island people. I'm going to tell you this, and that this is what I've learned. If you on certain type of medication, there is certain home remedies that do not, and will not, and should not be collided with those medications, because there might be something in that natural herb that we put in our remedy that does not, what's the word I'm looking for? Correspond or mix or mingle, you know, marinate well together. And you don't want to do that, because you could actually get, and people think it's funny, you could get medication poison. You could get poison from medication. Hey, I'm not here to scare anybody, but these are things that can honestly and actually happen. So you don't want to do those things and, you know, be all crazy, and because grandma said take this because it's good for the cough and this and that. I have seen people with simple cough died. I've worked in a hospital for some years. I've seen people come in with a simple cough because it was something else, and they wait till too late. It end up becoming something else and they die. Something as a simple cough. Sometimes a simple stick or simple mosquito virus bite, you know, could wind up into something more, something bigger that creates even more problems for our health, you know, something that our immune system cannot fight by itself, but they need that extra antibiotic. You know, if you're allergic to medicine, if you're allergic to different things, let your doctor know. Even if it's a food allergy that you have, let the doctor know, because some medications might be made with some of these things. And people don't believe it, but there are certain things like octopus ink are now being used for certain medication. People might be allergic to octopus. And because the ink is embedded into that medication, you can have a reaction. Bruh. You know, so family and friends, please take care of yourself. Man, to our men out there and our young gentlemen, to those that listening, even if you're listening on the replay, thank you for tuning in to get these tips. But please take care of yourself. Before we move on to our musical selection, let me ask Chris this question. What do you think about self-diagnose in yourself, or have you ever self-diagnosed yourself?
Well, when it comes, again, it's all about the pride thing. A lot of men have pride issues, so they'll put a Band-Aid on an infected wound, so to speak, just you know, being silly. But, you know, with home remedies, I mean, I know there are some that my grandmom used to give us. Like, for example, she used to heat up blackberry brandy. And she would heat it up, and we would drink it. And basically what that would do was break fever, and you would sweat out all of the cold and stuff that was in your body, and it would work. So, you know, little stuff like that, you know, that I've carried with me since my adulthood, especially when you can't go see a doctor and things like that. You know, home remedies can be good, but if it's something a little bit more severe, like diabetes or high blood pressure, things like that, you know, I would definitely recommend for you to see a doctor, because again, you know, there are certain medications that level that type of stuff. You know, again, hey, like I said, natural herb remedies are making a comeback. So I'm not saying that natural herb remedies don't work, but at the same time, just go see your doctor and make sure your doctor gives you what you need to maintain your health, maintain your levels. And, you know, and overall, of course, we know overall we got, you know, we have Jesus Christ over our life. But at the same time, let us use wisdom, family. Wisdom is very, very important. So that's my take on that. So I believe without further ado, I'll give it back to the host of the show, Miss Niece, or that's it on my side.
So, family and friends, yeah, quickly, we're going to take a music selection and be right back after this music break. Thank you for tuning in to Man Let's Talk.
Thank you. to worship all over this room.
The God of miracles, signs and wonders, we believe in your power. We believe in your power. You're the God.
In your power,
you're the God of
miracles.
I am so sorry. I was talking and my phone was on mute. So welcome back to Men Let's Talk, where we talk about men health. We're going to move right along with today's topic. Why is it important for men to have great health? So number four states that vary your workout. The body gets very comfortable when you always do the same workout. You have got to keep varying your exercises, and they have to be an age-appropriate mix of aerobics, muscle training, and stretching. And we all know, you know, before you start doing any exercise, you have to stretch the body first, you know, take out those kinks before we go into any workout, any type of aerobics,
Bruh.
You know. So just make sure that you stretch out, you know, and before you start the workout. And, of course, you know, change up your exercise a little bit because, yes, no matter what we do, our body do get comfortable to things very quickly. We also know it takes 30 days for the body to get comfortable. So if you're doing the same exercise or same workout for 30 days, yeah, your body is going to get comfortable to it. If you're trying to build muscles and you keep doing the same exercise, yeah, for the first 30 days, you're going to see that you probably gain a little body tone, your little muscles start to pop and stuff. But after 30 days, you continue doing it and you continuously doing the same training to build those muscles. Your body is already comfortable to what you have been doing for the past 30 days. So you're not going to build any more muscle mass or anything like that. So just change it up a little bit. You know, eat to strive. Getting enough nutrition is crucial. It's more important than anything else except maybe sleep. Focus on nutrition rather than calories and eat a variety of healthy foods. You cannot achieve your nutrition goals with limited choices. So, Chris, what do you think about eating to achieve? And what are some things that you would tell them, you know, basically is healthy in a sense of way for them to eat if, you know, they try to get under health span as well?
Well, on the men's side of the spectrum, workouts, you know, especially a lot of men that like to take supplements to view that, protein shakes, things like that. Having a mix of workout is definitely a key. 30 days for top, 30 days for bottom, you know, things like that, arms, legs, things like that to switch it up because your body will not build any type of muscle at all if you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. So you have to cycle your body out. Detoxing is very important too. To the body, detox at least every so often. Some people detox every 6 months. Some people detox every 90 days. It all depends on your body. And also seek your physician first for any detoxing or any cleansing that you might do. You know, make sure you get the proper blood work and stuff done before you do that. And then, you know, once you know exactly what your body can handle, then go ahead and, you know, do your detoxing and stuff. It's very important to take all the poisons and toxins that are out of your body and to get them, get your body on a healthy regimen. You know, also taking supplements like, you know, Minaday, things like that. Those help too in the long run to keep you healthy and strong and walking on a regular, jogging if you can, running if you can. These things, cycling these things out definitely will keep you healthy, keep your heart strong, and keep your body strong. So that's my take on that on the men's side of things. So, baby, back to you.
Yes, as we get into it, prioritize sleep. Get at least 7 hours. That's not something you should compromise. So don't compromise your sleep. And we all know that sleep is very important, you know, especially for the guys then that drive truck and stuff, those 18-wheelers. And, you know, day laws and that have changed where there is things that the company have to follow now that, you know, I think it is what, 10 hours of driving, 8 hours of sleep or something like that. I can't remember. It's been a while. But, you know, don't compromise your sleep. Men think they can overcome sleep deprivation by exercising or whatever. Do, but that's about it. So family and friends, you know, to the men out there, if your husband, if your fiance, if your spouse, you know, your boyfriend and stuff is not getting enough sleep, you know, make sure they get enough sleep. Make sure they relax and get that sleep, because, you know, the same thing like we said with a baby sleeps when they grow, but for we adults, our body recovers, you know, and gets better as we sleep in general. So, you know, get at least 7 hours of sleep. As far as I can remember, I know a long time ago they were saying that you need 8 hours of sleep, but within doing my research here, now they're saying at least 7 hours of sleep. Check your head. Mental health is really important. Think about several things. Are you drinking too much? Are you paying attention to signs of depression or bipolar disorder, which often gets missed? If your family history of mental illness, if you have family, if your family have history of mental illness, suicide, or substance abuse, you really need someone to help you review the signs and symptoms. And Father, I'm going to show, we are going to talk about signs of suicide, signs of mental illness, different mental illness and stuff that it has out there that we should be aware of, signs that we should look at, you know, not only for us as adults, but for us that are parents, we can look for those same signs within our kids so we could get them the proper help that they need and the proper diagnosis. You know, so you don't want to self-diagnose yourself. You don't want to self-diagnose your kids, you know, so you can, you know, have an idea of what some of the signs are. So if you do have signs of any mental illness in your family, please have yourself checked. There's nothing wrong in having yourself checked. Like for me, for example, my family, we have high blood pressure. Unfortunately, I suffer with low blood pressure. We have high cholesterol. You know, we have prostate cancer. We have throat cancer, breast cancer. These are some of my family history. So I keep in tune with myself to make sure, you know, and I research the signs. So if I feel that they have one of the signs, that I could ask the doctor, you know, well, based on my research, this is some of the signs, and I think this is one of the signs that I have. Can I be checked? It is simple as that. Can I be checked? So it all goes back to seeing your doctor, finding a doctor, so you could stay in tip-top shape, not just for you, but for your kids as well. Because, yes, we do need more fathers around, you know. It's okay, we could be strong black woman, we could be strong black woman this, woman that. But yes, we still need our fathers, and especially for the gentlemen out there that have daughters. Let me tell y'all something. You being part of your child's life is very important. It's very important to have your father there to teach you. A man can't teach a woman or a girl child what a woman could. Okay, true, there's certain things. But it teaches us as women how to be stronger, individual, not to necessarily depend on man for love and comfort, because our father teaches that. And they teach us how a man supposed to be treat a woman. A woman cannot, me as a female, I'm being a single parent before I met my husband. Ain't no way I could teach my girl kids them that. I could have teach my older daughter that. You know, so we need these men in these woman lives. And I will tell, getting off the character a little bit here, but to the woman out there that is stubborn and for your own selfish needs and weight, and regardless what type of father he is, man, if he wants to be in his child, like, let him be. I'm talking from experience as well, because I did that for the first 2 months of my oldest daughter's life. I didn't want her father involved because of whatever I was have going on at that time. I'm being selfish, but, you know, talking to a good friend of mine, and it clicked, like, hey, even though my father was there, he wasn't a father. I didn't carry his last name for 13 years. But he turned around to be the person that I could have talked to when I was going through anything relationship-wise or in my life. So if you're doing it, woman, for the ladies out there and the woman out there. If you're doing it for your own selfish reason, man, stop the nonsense, get it together, and let a man be a part of that child's life, whether it's a girl or a boy, because the boys need their fathers. Look around. We are losing. And I'm talking to my black audience out there, my African-American audience out there. We are losing too much of our young men. And sometimes the first thing that society likes to say, oh, he had a father in his life. Oh, the father wasn't around. Man, for the men out there, let society stop putting that pin or that needle or that umbrella over your head, saying that you're not doing this and you're not doing that. Step up to the plate. Ladies out there, if you're not in your kid's life as well, for whatever reason, if you could rekindle that and be part of your kid's life, man, step up to the plate and be a mother. Be a mother, be these kids' life, because we need both parents. Teach your kids so they could teach your grandchildren, and what you teach them, move on for generations. So if you have any mental illness or stuff in your family, this is where it comes in. You tell your kids them about it so they could tell their kids for when they have kids. So, you know, stop being a peanut in the bag and, you know, step out and do what you have to do. Do what you have to do. We're going to go into number 8. Stay ready for sex. Yes. Family, this show is going to be not off the chain, but some links for the chain might be broken, because we're going to talk about things, again, that is not for kids, things, again, that the Christian people don't want to talk about. I'm going to talk about it, especially health-wise. I'm going to bring it to the table. So if you know this is not the show for you and you don't want to hear what Niece got to say, then don't listen. But we're talking about health, and we're going to talk about health. Everything that involves health. Sex, masturbation, high cholesterol, blood pressure. I'm going to talk about it here on this show. It's not your regular Christian format, but it's things that we need to talk about. Things that we're not teaching our kids. Things as we as adults grow up and don't even know for ourselves. I'm going to bring it to the table. So, again, stay ready for sex. When you're stressed out, not sleeping or drinking too much, you cannot get an erection on demand. And a man's erection is a barometer for overall health, exercising, eating well, and sleeping well. These are the best ways to be sure you're a stud in the bedroom. So, again, when you stress out, you don't function too good in the bedroom. When you don't sleep, you're not functioning too, you're not going to function sexually too well sexually in the bedroom. If you're drinking too much alcohol, that's what it means, too much, drinking too much. If you're drinking too much, you're not going to get an erection to satisfy your spouse, your fiance, your girlfriend. Then you want to know why, and then, you know, she might talk some crap about you. But then, again, this show is about men taking care of themselves. Make sure that you could perform. Make sure that you could be healthy and everything else in that bedroom. Yes, I said it. Take care of your prostate. The prostate grows as you get older, men. You almost certainly have symptoms like urinary problems. A really healthy low-fat diet would reduce the likelihood of prostate growth and may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Number 10, last but least, enjoy yourself. Again, enjoy yourself. Not in a negative, but in a positive way. Look forward to every day, to doing something for yourself every day, whether it's running or listening to an audiobook, music, or practicing meditation or yoga. Don't save up all your fun for vacation. That's right. Don't save it for last. Enjoy life now. Live life now. be happy, you know, whether it's by yourself, if you're single, or your girlfriend or yourself, whatever it is, enjoy life. Take care of yourself. We want you to be around as long as we could be around as women. We want our husband next to us. So take care of yourself. If you're not already doing it, stop. If you're doing it, I applaud you. Keep doing what you're doing and the best for your health. Once again, family and friends, thank you. This was a sneak preview of what Men's Let's Talk is about. So family and friends, I have my show. My husband and I, we're going to come on Thursday, but I have the Caribbean Pepper Pot Tuesday. Listen out for that show. It's Tuesday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then and there, I would have the official date and time for Men's Let's Talk. Tune in Monday for the Williams Review. That show is at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Once again, TPV Reloaded. You can catch it here on the TPV Reloaded. TPV Reloaded Network, Radio Network. It's Sundays at 2, which is tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, that's right, is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And The Grub, it's Monday at 12. Get your belly full with me and Sister Diane as we review scriptures and bring it to you and break it down as well. Again, the Williams Review is Mondays at 6 Central, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Love Potion is Thursdays at 8 p.m. So family and friends, once again, thank you for tuning in to Men Let's Talk. You know, I hope what I shared today, my husband and I, you know, benefit you in some way. You know, keep looking good, keep smiling, keep your health up, you know, and just live the best life you could, you know. We only passing through here in the flesh. So once we're in the flesh, our body is a temple, so we got to take care of the temple while we're here on earth. Once again, family and friends, thank you for tuning in and have a blessed afternoon.